Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Should Robert F. Kennedy Jr. be censored, as many feel he should be? We have some networks, some of the mass media, if not many spokespeople of the mass media, who are trying to censor Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., allegedly due to his controversial views, but this could backfire. This could backfire very badly. How do you feel about censorship in general? And when it comes to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course, he is the nephew of John F. Kennedy, the son of late Robert Kennedy. The Ron Paul Institute wrote on April 20, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s presidential campaign announcement speech included much that advocates of limiting the power of the United States government can cheer, including strong criticism of the U.S. government's crackdown in the name of countering coronavirus and of the series of wars in which the United States government has engaged, from Vietnam to Ukraine. Now, according to various polls, Kennedy has an approval rate of about 13 or 14% of Democratic voters who voted for Biden in 2020. As I already indicated, the press has been very anxious to paint Kennedy in the most unfavorable light, stating that he has no chance of succeeding. Still, many Democrats seem to be looking for an alternative to Biden, whom they perceive to be too old, too feeble, and not that productive. It is interesting that Biden and Kamala Harris announced their candidacy a few days after Kennedy had announced his. There is some speculation that this was not simply coincidental. Breitbart wrote on April 25, Mr. Biden will not only face a challenge from the Republicans in his re-election bid, but also from Democratic candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is already polling in double digits after he announced his bid to enter the race. Now, I have seen interviews with Kennedy by Breitbart, by Fox News, by Newsmax. I've also seen segments about him, and they didn't have much to say about him in negative terms. But at the same time, CNN anchor John King stated in his program Inside Politics the following about Joe Biden, and I quote, he's 80 years old. He will be 82 on Inauguration Day 2025. Do the American people want that? Do they want four more years for this president? Nearly three-quarters of Americans say the country is going in the wrong direction. Joe Biden is asking for four more years. When 74% of Americans think the country is heading the wrong way, it's hard for the boss to say, give me four more years. This is a giant challenge for the president, he said. And so the question is being asked, will Kennedy Jr. continue to run as a Democrat, or perhaps in a different capacity? He also said that his wife, actress Cheryl Hines, has lost jobs in Hollywood for supporting his campaign. He said that cancel culture exists and is alarming. Though Cheryl Hines has been critical of her husband's anti-vaccine advocacy in the past, she did issue a short statement in support of her husband's presidential run. Needless to say, the entire quote-unquote Kennedy clan is against Robert Kennedy Jr. and basically reject his opinions, his viewpoints. Now, Breitbart wrote on April 30, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told CNN on Saturday that biological males threaten women's sports. I am against people participating in women's sports who are biologically male, he said. I think women have worked too hard to develop women's sports over the past 30 years. I watched it happen, and I do not think that is fair. Kennedy said his opposition to trans athletes in women's sports represents another area where he and Biden differ really dramatically because, as the article points out, Biden has been a fierce supporter of transgenders in women's sports. And that is not the only issue where they are differing. And so, censorship comes in. Law professor Jonathan Turley wrote on or about May 1. ABC objected to Kennedy's views on COVID-19 vaccines, so it simply announced that it was preventing viewers from hearing those views to protect them from dangerous ideas. ABC's Lindsay Davis began the interview by introducing Kennedy as, quote, one of the biggest voices pushing anti-vaccine rhetoric, regularly distributing misinformation and disinformation about vaccines, which scientific and medical experts overwhelmingly say are safe and effective based on rigorous scientific studies. After airing the interview, Davis announced, quote, we should note that during our conversation, Kennedy made false claims about the COVID-19 vaccines. We have used our editorial judgment in not including extended portions of that exchange in our interview, close quote. Now, Professor Turley went on to say, ABC is actively seeking to prevent voters from hearing a presidential candidate on an issue of great public interest and debate. It is particularly troubling after prior media censorship has been shown to have been wrong in silencing dissenting scientific views. We have seen various journalistic and scientific figures banned for expressing skepticism over pandemic claims from the origins of the virus to the efficacy of certain treatments. The same is true with the debate over the efficacy of masks. It is also not clear where ABC draws the line. Joe Biden has made so many false statements that the Washington Post gave him a bottomless Pinocchio. Likewise, many view contested claims over climate change and transgender issues to be dangerous. Will ABC now censoring these other candidates' oppositions? These are important questions, because the issue of censorship will not go away. Now, let me just state my opinion. Censorship is wrong. It's wrong for many reasons. And the American people might not look too fondly at this anymore because they may think, oh, well, I have to be told what to believe. I'm too dumb to understand it myself correctly. You may or may not agree with Kennedy's views on many issues, but the question is, should those views be censored? The more the mass media will try to censor or suppress views which they are opposed to, the more the American people might rise in protest. In the book of Romans, we find that people have suppressed the truth, even the truth of God, and this had very dire consequences. So now we are looking towards the future, and indeed, interesting times are ahead. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.